This is Ozarks at Large. It is a Monday, and with me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well. We survived the non-planet collision over the weekend that was supposed to end the Earth.
That's right. So, you know, wait till next year when there's another chance for everything to end.
Right.
I want to ask you about a building in Rogers that I don't think, I mean, it's had many people, but the vast majority of people in this area may just drive by it and not quite understand what's going on there. The World Trade Center that's in Rogers, Arkansas.
Well, not only that, I attended their 10-year anniversary event last week. And, I mean, obviously I've had to cover it, so I know what it is. But I didn't know the history, and I'm somewhat embarrassed at myself for not knowing the history. But just briefly, the World Trade Center, it is an association. 300 and something different World Trade Centers in 100 countries. They really work. They have a network to promote international trade in the world. In the World Trade, even though it's in Rogers, it represents all of Arkansas.
Sure.
It is affiliated with the University of Arkansas. But how this got started was back in 2006. Then U.S. Representative John Bozeman was visiting with one of his colleagues from Montana. A colleague was at Denny Rayburg. Montana was saying that he had to get some event. It was a World Trade Center event back in the state. And short story is Congressman Bozeman said, well, wait, what? Yeah, World Trade Center in Montana? What? So he explained it to him, and Bozeman said, I think we need one of those.
If Montana can, Arkansas can.
So he arranged a meeting with then John White, who was chancellor of the university, Dan Hendricks, some guy named Steve Womack was mayor of Rogers at the time.
Right.
They sat down and Bozeman explained to Chancellor White what he thought they ought to do. And it was funny, at this event, this anniversary event, Chancellor White turned to Congressman Bozeman, or Senator Bozeman now, and said, it might have been your dream, John, but it was my nightmare. Because he joked, you know, look, when a congressman comes to you and says, gosh, Chancellor, I think this would be a really good idea, you probably better find a way to make it happen.
And right, so, well, you're congressman.
Yeah, exactly.
Your third district, right.
Yes. So, but he joked, but John White talked about how it took a lot of people to come together. And Mr. Hendricks talked about how it took a lot of people. The Arkansas Economic Development Commission stepped up some money. City of Rogers was helpful. And the Hunt family, John L. and J.B. Hunt, gave them that. They said, you know, we're building got a building over here, and the fourth floor is just a shell right now. What do you think? And they went over and toured it and said, yeah, we think this will work. Then they built it out for free for them. And, you know, their 50-year lease is zero.
Zero. Not even a dollar.
Not even a dollar. So, and they'd received like a $1.6 or a $1.7 million grant before then. And
that was from the Walton.
That was from one of those
charitable foundations. Yeah.
They've got about half a million foundations, and I can't keep up with which title is which. So they got some funding from that. But it's really a story, as Congressman Womack talked about, how a lot of things just people say, gosh, they sure get lucky. He said, no, it wasn't lucky. It was a lot of people working aggressively with the same vision, trying to figure out a way to make it happen. He said, that's not luck. So it was an interesting story. And, you know, they also talked about all of the folks they've been able to hook up in terms of, you know, trade, international trade. And, you know, Hendricks said, I think it was Hendricks, I may be misquoting, but, you know, part of the problem is we bring all these ships from overseas and they offload at our ports. And then they leave back either empty or partially. He says his job is to make sure they leave back full of American or preferably Arkansas products.
Right.
So that's his goal.
It's interesting because when we think of places that are growing in Northwest Arkansas, I think the Bentonville Square and some other places, that swath in Rogers that's on that side of I-49, I was over there the other day for a meeting, and it's hard to believe there used to be, not that long ago, almost nothing there.
There used to be cattle there at one point, and that was addressed. It's interesting you brought that up. That was addressed at the anniversary event. Representative Womack talked about how initially all of that space was supposed to be for the Promenade Mall.
Mm.
And at the last minute, and he didn't go into details, but people came together, planners came together and said, you know what? There's better use for that property. Let's put them all here.
On the other side.
On the other side of I-49. And he said, look how that's worked out. And he used that as an example, again, of it's not luck. It's people with good planning, good vision, working hard, bringing other people into the mix to collaborate. He said it may look like it's easy and luck to an outsider, but there were a lot of wheels spinning on the inside to make that happen.
And when this was being developed, it was not a high-profile development like Crystal Bridges or some of the other things that are going on. It was happening.
They were just building a road up through there. It was, mm-hmm. I mean, it was speculative. But, you know, I think J.B. Hunt did have a vision for knowing where growth was going along I-49, easy access, flat ground. And it was not within either of the cities. So, the land at the time was relatively cheap. So it's anything but cheap at this point.
Yeah,
great. I mean, all of that is a testament to several folks having interesting vision.
Do me a favor. If you hear of any other 50-year rent-free leases out there, let me know.
I'll let you know second after we look at it.
Okay. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about this story and much more at talkbusiness.net.